What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello, hello, my friends. Welcome in to Bolt Brady and his bro, the place we always chat sports gambling. We're coming at you the day after the Super Bowl. A little bit of a snoozer there. Let's welcome in our guy, Bolt.
Well, that was fun. Holy cow. I mean, if you took the Chiefs, are you pumped with that performance?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. That offensive line, the left tackle, what's his name, Tooney or something like that?
Tooney.
Dude, did that guy have roller skates on instead of cleats? He was just getting pushed backwards like a little kid.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is what kind of lost the game, it felt like, because they didn't blitz the whole game, Philly didn't, and then it's not like it was like a terrible O-line rated-wise for the Chiefs. They have three Pro Bowlers there.
Right.
And they only rushed four the whole time, and it was effective, more than effective.
Well, I think we need to reiterate what you just said there. They literally did not blitz the entire game. So three or four dudes were coming at them, and that's all they needed. I mean, that is disgusting. Like, such a poor performance by the O-line, but this is what everyone can take away from it. Even when you're one of the best quarterbacks of all time, if you don't have blocking, you can't do diddly squat. I mean, Pat was, you know, going back, taking the snap, and then there's just someone in his face in like a second and a half. He's like, dude, this is fun.
Yeah, and he couldn't step into the pocket, and he couldn't elude those guys. He just couldn't get his shoe above like their hands every time he'd go down.
Well, dude, it was no time. So, I mean, just gnarly. I mean, what if you said, hey, what's Saquon's stats? And you're like 25 carries for 57 yards. I mean, would you say that you think that they lost the ball game, Philly did? I mean, more than likely. It didn't even matter. I mean, they shut him down.
No, they did a great job there. Jalen rushed for more than him. He was like 73 or something.
Yeah, 72.
And he threw for 220-ish. I mean, it's not. I mean, he looked good, but it's like their team just looked dominant.
Oh, dude. I mean, a lot of our boys for the Eagles did well, but we didn't want the Eagles to really win that ball game. I mean, big Cooper DeJean getting the pick six on his B-day is pretty legit, too.
To the house. Yeah. I don't know. I've never seen Patrick that rattled, like just the look in his eye and like chomping on the mouthpiece. Like,
well, he chomps on that mouthpiece quite a bit.
I know, but he just I've never seen the body language or him just be like, dude, what is going on? Like he didn't have anything to come back at him with.
Dude, that's what I'm saying though. Like even when you're like a great quarterback, if you don't get any time, you know, we've said that over the years, like, dude, if you get no time, you can't do squat, and it's super frustrating. I'm like, that's why, you know, they always say that the offensive linemen are so underrated, and it's totally true. And now you know why, like, after the season, quarterbacks buy their offensive linemen, like, brand-new trucks and legit Rolex watches and stuff. It's because of that. Like, without them, they can't do squat, and last night was an example of it, and it was just embarrassing. I mean, there was that the second pick Patty threw, I go, wow, what happened? And then they slow it down, and that's when Sweat is pushing the left tackle into Patty, literally into him, and it bumps into him, and that's why he threw a shitty ball. I'm like, dude, you're an NFL pro? And that's disgusting. That left tackle must feel bueno today.
Yeah. Those were bad reads by Patrick, though, too. Just bad decisions when he did it. I mean, the Cooper one, he probably should have thrown away. And then, I don't know, that line has held up way better through the course of the year. There's games we were watching, I'm like, is anyone going to get in there? I mean, he had all day against the Bills and some of those teams sometimes.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was incredible. So now what's the take with the head coach for the Eagles? I mean, that seemed like that guy was on the hot seat.
Great turnaround for him.
And now, you know, that was one of the things that I think people forgot, though, is remember the Eagles were balling last year, and then Jalen got hurt.
They finished terrible.
That's like what I mean.
Their last seven or whatever.
That's because Jalen was hurt. So, you know, always had big Jalen's back. Now he goes down. I mean, he gets the Super Bowl win before like Josh Al and Joe Burrow and stuff.
Yeah, that's more a product of the organization than the team.
And Lamar.
Yeah. No, man, that team's pretty stacked. You know, you can't keep them together forever, but they do a great job bringing in the right pieces.
Yeah.
And coaching them. You know, they get those dudes, Bond and some of those guys that are special teams players in New Orleans, and now that guy balls.
Yeah.
And he's only making like 1.5 this year.
I mean, you had a sweet squad last year until Jalen got hurt, and then you add Cooper to the squad and Saquon. Does that help at all? I mean, and a couple of those guys on the D-line, too.
I heard Tom Brady was talking the other day leading up to the game, and it was like Colin Cowherd or someone was interviewing him because they're both Fox now, and he's like, you know, what was the thing that kind of worked for you for so many years? He's like, you know, obviously I'm not rated as like the best athlete and all that. He goes, my superpower was the film and the prep I put in. He's like, you know, if we had the 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, he goes, I'm grinding on film, you know, Friday night, whatever it is. He goes, so when I get up to the line of scrimmage, he goes, I process that quicker than anyone can. He's like, my intellectual breakdown, that's my superpower.
Sure.
So that's what was lacking yesterday for Big Pat. He's like, for this game, Patrick's going to have to get up there and assess what he sees. Because it's not like what they saw was something, you know, Andy Reid or Patrick haven't seen before. It wasn't like a big new scheme. It was just outplayed. And the Eagles guys said, we were fired up about the three-peat talk. Like, we weren't going to go down and have them get that on us.
Well, I know. I heard that they actually, because remember, Pat Riley was the one.
Yeah, the NFL reached out and gave him some dough. And they're like, hey, if we want to slap some shirts and stuff, like, here's some.
Right. And the Eagles are like, let's hold the horses there a little bit before we do that. Because Pat Riley was the one that trademarked the term.
Yep.
And so, yeah, they were in contact. The Chiefs were in contact with him before. Like,
the NFL was.
Was for, the NFL
for,
too?
For licensing. Yeah, I think the last time, who
the Bulls.
Did it?
The Bulls and the Yankees.
No, the Lakers. Like the Shaq Daddy and or Kobe maybe and Pau Gasol, were they going for one?
No, I think it was the Yankees and the Bulls.
No, I think it was the Lakers because they said they gave Pat like $600K last time, like someone was going for it.
That's so crazy that that term came about then. I remember that.
He gave Byron Scott, the guard on those Lakers teams with Magic, credit for kind of saying it like a shoot around.
Really? Well, then did he give him any chips for it?
No, because he, you know, Byron didn't go and get the license for it.
Right.
That shrewd businessman.
Dude, Byron's like, Pat, let me get some chippers here. I mean, let's buy me the Rolly or something, you know?
Yeah, that's like when people come up with an idea for, you know, a book or a movie and like, dude, I was there and we had that conversation.
Right. They're like, doesn't matter, champ. You're not getting any chips from this.
Intellectual property.
Did you see that stat where, because they were talking about how big the offensive line was for the Eagles.
Oh, wasn't it like 100-pound difference from like the first Super Bowl to?
Yeah, so the first Super Bowl, the linemen were average 6'3", 245. And the Philadelphia Eagles were 6'6", 338. Yeah, so 93 pounds difference.
Jeez.
And 3 inches. Dude, 6'3", 245 now, that's like the outside linebacker.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, and that was the lineman back in the day.
What's it coming from? Just good food?
There's a lot there.
And some sauce.
Like our one friend says, there's a lot to untuck there.
Unpack,
yeah. There's multiple things, but and that doesn't even count for how much better of an athlete everyone is now.
Yeah. What'd you think of like the coverage? Like I mean, they were like kind of people were like had problems with the graphic and stuff. I'm like, the graphic's not that big a deal.
Oh, you know what? I did think that. You're right. It's not a big deal, but it did look hoopty though. It,
like almost old.
Yeah, dude. Like almost like I created it on my computer, and I don't know shit about how to create graphics. That's what it looked like. That was garb, but yeah, like you said, it doesn't matter. But I that's funny people mention it because I remember thinking that. I'm like, dude, that looks weak.
Or when they would cut to Tom and the other guy, like, and it was like, you know, the green screen, but it was Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
That just kind of felt a little weird. Like, he just looked weird, like, with the, when it kind of glows behind him and he looks like...
Who, Tom?
Yeah, it's just kind of a weird look.
Yeah, and then the halftime show was just crap. I thought, I mean, dude, I'm not a big fan of those usually anyway, so it doesn't matter. But you know, my boys knew, you know, this Lamar cat or whatever. So they were juiced to like watch it. And my youngest, the third grader, was like singing along with one of the tunes. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head thinking, this is just dog shit right here.
It wasn't the Def Leppard Kid Rock
video. No, or Guns N' Roses or, you know, someone legit. Yeah.
I mean, when they did like the Dr. Dre and Eminem one, that was a cool throwback. But yeah, Kendrick... he didn't really have the beats. He's more like about his lyrics, so it's like it's kind of hard for me to get into his
stuff. Well, and I was like, I couldn't even really understand what he's saying or like know what the lyrics were. I mean, the coolest part about that performance, I thought, were the people that kept hopping out of that El Camino or whatever that G-Ride was.
Yeah, some of the dancing and the choreography stuff was
there was a boatload of people hopping out of that car, and that looked pretty cool, but... But I get it. You know, some people are down for halftime shows. I never really am. And then there's the people that like the commercials. And, you know, a lot of those were pretty weak, too. The one that I thought was pretty good was that Sleeping in Seattle one. Remember that movie?
With Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
Did you see the commercial?
Yeah, it was like mayonnaise.
Yeah, that was pretty creative. I thought that was a good one.
Yeah, people were like, man, if you paid the $8 million for the 30-second commercial like in the fourth quarter, your viewership probably had gone down by then.
Absolutely. I didn't see it for sure. I mean, I remember I turned it off and I'd go, whoops, family movie time. This thing's done.
I told you I stuck with her because I bought some squares.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, that was the thing. No, first, let's go back here. You're like, I told you how I turned it off, and you were laughing. You're like, no. He's like, you're like, what about the boys? I'm like, they didn't care. We turned it off. You're like, no, you got to keep watching it. Well, then we uncover the reason why you kept watching it is because you had the squares.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
I got the first quarter, which was like a zero. Was that like a 7-0?
Okay. Oh, so you had 7-0. Those are legit numbers to have.
Yeah, I think I got that. I got the first quarter. And then the fourth quarter is usually like the biggest one in the pool. And so I think the Eagles had the zero, and then I needed a two. So the Chiefs scored, and they were going for the two-point conversion.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is big.
Wow.
And so they got the two-point conversion, so I won the big square for the fourth quarter.
So the numbers were what for the fourth quarter?
I think 0-2. Wasn't it 40-22?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, when you get a two normally, you're like, I'm screwed here.
Yeah.
That's usually like one of the shittiest numbers you can have.
Because you need the safety or something. But they had gone for two... off the first touchdown, and they didn't get it.
So yeah.
That's what threw the number off.
Right. Well, they were trying to get every point they could.
Well, and then, you know, you look at Patrick's stats, and they're almost like kind of like fake decent.
Yeah.
For how he played.
Yeah. Blaming this on Pat, though?
Yes.
I'm not.
Who are you putting it on, Reed?
The offensive line.
Nah, but like I said, you know, if that's Tom's not getting crushed like that.
Dude, Tom, yeah, he is.
And Tom is reading what he's looking at.
Nah, it doesn't matter.
He's getting rid of the ball quicker.
No, it doesn't matter. Like when they're getting in a second, I've seen those games too. That's the only way that you can beat Tom and Patty is by putting pressure on them. And it happened to Tom too. Like when Tom would lose to the Giants, it's because he was getting pressured. And for Tom, it's even worse because he can't even move just because he's not very athletic and quick and stuff. And so Patty, same thing happened. If you put pressure on him, you, like I said, doesn't matter how good you are.
You're not getting Tom down 34-0.
Well, Tom was down 28-3.
And came back to winning.
Well, there's some Tom got he got whooped sometimes. And every time, I promise you, it's not because Tom was having a bad game. It's because the offensive line played bad. I mean, dude, that tackle, it's just like, I mean, did that guy, you know, sub in from the JV squad at the high school team?
Well,
it was bueno.
Call something else. Like, call your running back in to kind of help contain the guy for a second to get some shorter routes available.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you got to make an adjustment.
Well, see
there.
That. So here's the thing, though, is when you only have to rush three or four guys, guess how many guys are dropping back in coverage? 7 or 8.
Yeah.
So that's really hard to throw against 7 or 8 guys. And then they tried running it too. They're like, okay, let's run it here. And that wasn't doing squat either. So, I mean, it was.
I mean, they have 11 rushing attempts. That's not a lot. And Patrick was their leading rusher.
Well, it was pure domination by the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line. Those are the guys that should have got the MVP. I don't even know who got the MVP. Who got it?
Hurts. So, yeah, I mean, they have 11 rush attempts. Four of them are Patrick. So we're down to seven with your running backs.
Well, I mean, dude, when you're down 17 bagels right away, you know, the run, you got to kind of bury it. It's not going to do much for you.
I just think they were amped. You know, Philly was like, you want to talk smack about us and you're getting the three-peat. It's not happening.
Yeah, the three-peat talk probably didn't help. And then I'm happy for Jalen, though. That's legit. I mean, all like I said, all the way back to the Alabama days when they said, scoot aside, we got big Tua here.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
He goes, rotten. He goes, Tua, thanks, bud. He goes, I took the high road. I got the Super Bowl ring, and you don't have her yet. He goes, Nick, you were right about most things. Maybe not this time, though. Hey, everybody. Bolt here. A lot of people have been asking me about my Picks subscription lately. So here's a special for new clients that's tough to beat. It's only $4.99 for the next 30 days. You get the NBA and college basketball picks. If I'm not profitable for you, I'll give you the next 30 days free. All right, if you're interested in that, just email me at bolt@boltbrady.com for new customers only. Thanks. Let's get back to the show.
They showed A.J. Brown before they flew down there. He was pulling up to like the Eagles facility, and they're like, he's pulling up in a brand new like Honda, like just basic ride.
Right.
And like, look at him keeping it real, you know. He signed a contract for 80 mil something. Like,
that's awesome.
I'm like, he has like a sweet chain on and stuff. I mean, he spends dough elsewhere, but not on like a silly ride.
He got pleased at Sirianni on the sideline. He yapped at him something.
And, the whole book thing, like at the Super Bowl, he had it again. I'm like, this is almost like a prop. It's
yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Like, come on. You're busting into a book at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I know. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's getting a little silly now. Before I forget, I want to send a shout out. I got an email from Mark. And guess where Mark's from?
Nashville.
Germany. So we got Big Mark listening to the podcast in Germany.
Nice.
Yep. And he's, I think he said he's a retired military man, but he was asking about picks and stuff. But I thought that was super cool that Big Mark listening all the way in Germany.
Yeah. No, the TV cast was kind of going around the world showing where people are watching from. It's crazy because different times of day, you know, like Australia, it's like the next morning. And right. some of those people, it's middle of the night and they get up to watch the game.
Well, that's what he was saying. He was saying that they're 9 hours ahead. So for us, the Super Bowl started at like 3:40. So that'd be, you know, 12:40 a.m. for him is when the Super Bowl was.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's so it's a little different time zone.
What'd you do for the chow and stuff for the game?
Well, that's a great question. So I planned ahead. And I called Roundtable.
Yep.
And Roundtable Pizza. People have maybe heard that before. And so I called them hours before the Super Bowl. And I go, hey, I go, is it possible to put the order in early? And she goes, sure, no problem. She goes, it might be a little late, 10 or 15 minutes. And I'm like thinking, well, I'm going to get there about 3:15 after the flag football game. So let me put this order in at 3 then. So I put her in 3 and went and picked up. And normally we get the extra large for my wife doesn't really eat it. It's for the three boys and I. There used to be some left over with that. But now the boys are chowing. I mean, of course, I'm chowing the most, but they're chowing now. So I didn't want there to be any problems. So I got the extra large and the small.
Oh, it's like Super Bowl. It's like a cheat day. Like, don't hold back.
Well, of course not. So I was mowing that, and then there was a little bit left over. So the boys are juiced. They had Roundtable for lunch today in their paper bags.
You're like, you're kind of stress eating the first quarter, and then it just turns into like,
oh God,
depression eating.
I mean, everyone that had the Chiefs was probably like, of course, thinking of when Tom came back 28-3. I mean, that's the only thing you could grasp. And I remember, like, that's literally when I'm like, this thing's over with. I mean, I'm not even going to watch this piece of shit anymore.
Well, yeah, you look at the numbers, and then, like, it felt like the clock was actually kind of going pretty quick. I'm like, dude, they're midway through the third quarter. There's not enough time for them to make, like, this comeback.
Right, they didn't have the ball. And that's when I'm like, shut her down. I'm like, this is garb. But I'm happy for the Eagles and the people that took the Eagles. I mean, it sounds like there was a lot of people that took the Eagles. I mean, one of the best years for the Joes, for sure.
How was the Vegas money? Was it more on the Eagles?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, there were some more larger bets on the Eagles too. Like there, I saw a couple that came in for like $750,000. I mean, overall, you know, our season. I'm happy with our season because we ended up over 60% for all of our picks, and the NFL, we were 53%. And dude, there's two guys in the business, you know, because the handicappers, there's a lot of different handicappers. There's two guys that I respect a lot, and they were 20 games below 500 this year in the NFL. So sucks we lost the last game, but overall the season went well.
Yeah, the Super Bowl we haven't missed one for a while, really.
No. In fact, well, the last one was with Patty and Tom, actually. That's when I said I was an idiot to take that. And then before that, I can't remember. But yeah, usually the Super Bowl goes well. I mean, I knew the Eagles had a chance. I mean, the line obviously indicated that. The line was one, but this was just smoke show.
Yeah. Some of those, like the props, like Saquon, not even close to the
one. With that, we got that, right? If people took us up on that, yeah.
What was it, 110?
Dude, no. It started at 110 and it got up to like the 117.
Yeah, right.
I know. So that hit.
I told you I would have taken the pick from Jalen.
Yep.
That happened early.
Yep. That was good.
And then the receiving one, it was like Devontae or AJ. Devontae had more yards than AJ.
Yeah, he did. What did Kels end up with here?
4 for 39.
Wow.
Kels. I mean, Xavier Worthy's stats are the ones that kind of look like misleadingly good.
Right.
Because they were just kind of scrub time, like late.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, what's he have, like 150 with two touchdowns?
And then I thought DeAndre Hop, you know, might ball. He actually got the touchdown. But how about when he had that drop?
It was crucial.
Dude, yeah, it was third down. That was one of the plays, too. I go, this is ball game.
That looked kind of like nerves because you're like no man's land. And like he lost the footing because he knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you can't wide
open.
Do that.
No, wide open. I think was he the dude that wore the mink coat from his dad? Did you see that?
Into the stadium? No, because I was later to get home because I had to drive further from our game.
I know. You were hustling after that game.
I'm like, let's do it. Yeah, we popped into a convenience store.
Did you?
Grab something to drink. And then, yeah, we called the pizza in too.
From where?
It was a Mountain Mike's.
Oh, okay. Do you like Mountain Mike's better than Domino's?
I was just like, whatever. Just
get something. So DeAndre Hopkins, I'm pretty sure it was him. 95% sure they were showing someone and their father passed away when they were young. And I guess he had a mink coat. And he said, the first time I'm going to wear this is either when I get married or the Super Bowl, whichever comes first. And so it was the Super Bowl. So he came in the mink coat.
I thought he'd just make a little bit more noise. It's like once those receivers kind of tail off or the QB doesn't zone in on them as their favorite, like you just see a big decline in their production.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's productions for the Chiefs was just garb. Now, they always say that it's the Super Bowl hangover, right? Like, and the team that loses doesn't make the playoffs like the majority of the time. Like, for example, the Niners this year. It's like ridiculous. It's like 75% of the time the last 20 years.
Yeah.
The loser of the Super Bowl doesn't even make the playoffs. What do you think this will do for the Chiefs? Do you think it fires up, Patty?
Yeah. I mean, the when they got spanked kind of by Tom, that's when they got a big pass rush on Patty too. I mean, he had some problems with the
left tackle
and stuff back
then.
Oh
yeah, that was, in fact, I mean, one of my sons is like, wow, Dad, when's the last time you've seen the Chiefs play like this? And I'm like, the Super Bowl against Tom. I mean, that just never happens.
Right. So what's weird was that they looked fine up until this game, but you'll see them go make some adjustments on what they need to do.
Oh, no kidding.
And then they always work free agency pretty well. I don't know. Like some of those guys will probably be gone, like Hopkins and those receivers. But I don't know. He needs a little bit more of a mainstay go-to, like a Worthy will get better. He'll be his second year. You kind of need an understudy to Kelsey because Kelsey's numbers during the season aren't like huge anymore.
Yeah, no, he's getting slower for sure.
Mm-hmm. And just kind of like if it's in his vicinity, Patrick kind of threw one low, but there's just ones that you usually don't even see him drop that are He's growing the hair out for his lady, it looks like.
I know. He looked pretty clean cut for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I know. Jim Chris. Let's.
But yeah, so to answer the question, I mean, the Chiefs, they'll be in the mix again, for sure. I mean, Reed said he's coming back next year. I mean, how is he even hanging him up in the next 2 years when he's got Patrick to coach?
Oh, he did say he's coming back.
He's like, I'm back next year for sure. I love doing this.
Right. He's slightly going to get in the Hall of Fame. How about the Hall of Fame? Big Eli. Eli Manning. He didn't get in.
Yeah. I mean, he eventually has to, I think, for those two wins.
Yeah, he has the two wins, but what's interesting is, like, if you look at his overall record...
Isn't he 500?
Yeah, like, exactly 500. Like, 111 wins and 111 losses. But then, like, you look at his, like, career stats, and he's, like, top 10, like, passing or something like that because he played for so long. And then I saw this thing. This is super impressive. I guess he never missed a game due to injury. That's impressive.
Yeah, because he doesn't look like he's that big of a body either, really.
No, well, he's pretty big, actually. I think that they both look bigger than you think. But like I've always said, I mean, he must be pretty, pretty darn tough. I mean, he was getting rocked some of those times, you know. But yeah, I mean, the two Super Bowl wins, I mean, I don't think there's very many guys that win two Super Bowls and they're not in the Hall of Fame.
No. How about Antonio Gates? I sent you that thing and he got in.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy didn't even play college football.
Now, dude, what's the story behind that? So Antonio Gates, for people that don't know, he was the tight end.
For the Chargers forever.
And he played with like LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, Drew Brees. He used to be his go-to. He'd always just kind of find him in the end zone.
Yeah.
So he played hoops at Kent State, and he took him to March Madness, I think 02.
Yeah.
03-ish. And dude, he balled. He was like a power forward, and he took him to the Elite Eight.
Okay.
And so then... I think he's like, dude, I'm going to give football a shot. I don't know where it comes from. And so the Chargers gave him an undrafted free agent tryout.
Wow. And then he turns into the Hall of Famer.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Pretty cool.
That's sweet. Guy's a decent athlete.
Yeah. So, and Sharp was the other guy. Sterling got in.
Yeah. And LaDainian actually was the one that told him that he was in. It was like a surprise.
Told who?
Told Gates.
Oh, okay.
That's how he found out.
I think Sharp's brother told him, though, Shannon.
That's awesome. Yeah, LaDainian had the Hall of Fame jacket on, and he goes, welcome, my friend.
Oh, nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Eli just kind of feels like one of those dudes, like he wouldn't even be in the NFL if he didn't have the family name, like to get like the draft and the tryout.
Totally.
But yeah. Then, you know, he did well enough to get two Super Bowls, which is against Tom, which is just mind blowing.
He got the chance, you know, like they kept him in there even when he wasn't playing well, because they're like, dude, this guy's last name is Manning. And they're already starting to hype up the Mannings. They showed Peyton's son at the All-Pro game. And like the clip was like, wow, Peyton's son throws a dime to, it was like one of the receivers. And I went, because he's like 13 years old. And I clicked it, and I'm like, dude, the kid's standing on the 15-yard line, and he throws it to the end zone. Sweet.
That's where those prep magazines are going to overhype them, just guaranteed.
Yep, that's right.
Well, we'll see how the nephew does at Texas next year.
Yeah, we will.
Finally getting his chance.
Yep, and he's getting the chips. I just saw he's the highest paid with the NIL chips, now $6 million. $6 million, big chips is coming into him.
To start. They'll keep coming, you know. But by the time football season kicks off, he'll be, and they don't report all those either. Those are just kind of the reported ones.
Yeah, no kidding. Because it doesn't really matter, like, if someone pays you now, right? You could have, like Bolt Brady's Chevrolet dealership. And I could just go, hey, here's 100 dimes. Thanks for playing so well. Keep her going.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching Prime, you know, the Dion show on...
Yep. I've watched them all, by the way. I'm done with them all.
I was watching the newer season, and I think it was recent. They had Travis Hunter and Shadur go to, like, a hoop game.
Yes.
For CU.
Yep.
And they're kind of letting them, like, just, like, warm up and kind of dunk if they could before.
Right.
And Travis has some good hops.
Yeah, he does.
He was, like, throwing it up and doing some windmills, and you could tell Shadur's like, dude, I'm not even going to try. But Dion used to like get up and dunk in some of those all-star challenges.
Yeah.
They're like the Jeep. like all-star challenge. Like they'd sprint and dunk and all those different things.
Yeah, he's built different than Shador. Shador's like really big, like lower build.
Yeah, he just looks like a little more trunky and like slower.
That's when I got down on the court for the Colorado Buffs game. That's when I was like, whoa, you can jump way higher here. When we were the little amigos, I was like 12 or 13. And I was jumping up, like slapping the backboard, and I was like way higher than normal. Like, that's when I learned that those courts have a little jump to them.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to Stanford basketball camp when I was in middle school, where you'd like spend the night in the dorms and you could see like their main court. It would almost have like a little wave to it.
Yeah. Because they're getting the hops off it. So that's one thing that most people probably don't know is that when you get on better courts, they actually let you make you jump higher. There's some little bounce to them.
Yep. And the yardages are fake in the golf tourneys when they tell you.
That's right. And also people's weight and 40 times aren't accurate either. Whatever else you need us to break down, we're happy to do it for you.
If you have a question about a myth, we'll gladly tell you about it.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about the Super Bowl here or the season?
Nope. It's always fun to watch it. But, man, it's such a big chunk of the year, man. It feels like half the year, but it's like, you know, what, 5 months of football?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it's a grinder. Yeah, I mean, it's a big grinder here. A lot of people in the industry, like, they take off right now and they're gone.
Kind of opens up the weekends a little more once it's over.
That's for sure. But it won't be long, and then it's conference tourney time, and then big March Madness.
Yeah, I was looking that up. It looks like March 16th is, like, the official kickoff. It's like March 16th to April 7th is March Madness tourney.
Really? So March 16th, huh? It starts that early.
Those might be those...
conference?
No, those like four play-in games, you know?
Yeah, but still, I could have sworn it started like a week after that last year.
Those are probably like... Because what, I mean, it's 68 teams now. I bet though that might be those.
Yeah, okay, well, it's going to be great. I mean, there's... things have been going really well with the college hoops here lately. Starting to get dialed in on her.
Dude, the Auburn went down at home, and then that afternoon I had Duke on for a sec, and I'm like, oh, they got the chance here to take number one. I look later, and they lost.
Yep, and we gave out big Clemson plus 6.5 to the subscribers there.
Big Cooper let me down there.
Yep, don't worry. Coop's going to get dialed in here. But it'll be sweet when March Madness. So... we take off like 2 or 3 weeks, and that's why you want to hit that subscribe button down there so you know when we're coming back on. And then we're going to start chatting hoops. We'll start getting it ready, the college hoops and the March Madness.
Yeah, March Madness goes right up to the Masters, which is right after that. It's the week after.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a few weeks off here, but then things fire back up when it's legit, because March Madness and the Masters are legit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then it gets a little bit more into the NBA playoffs, which are kind of those trades that went down. It makes some of those teams a little more interesting to watch right now.
For you, yeah.
The Warriors and my boy Jimmy Buckets.
That will be interesting to see.
I think Luka's hitting the court tonight, I think, for the Lake Show, maybe.
Is he? Yeah. Ha! I wonder if everyone will be, you know, taking his props, what his props will be.
That the Mavs owner kind of came out and was like, look, I know there's this theory that we're kind of like maybe trying to tank in the next 4 years. That's why we got rid of Luka, because they think I want to move the team to Vegas if they don't pass sports gambling here in Texas. But he's like, that there's no truth to that. We're not going.
Wow, he addressed it, huh?
But, you know, I think the guy that bought the Seattle Supersonics did the same thing, and he goes to Oklahoma.
Like, 2 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did read that.
So you can't always trust these dudes.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
And they're like, look, I slapped down the chips for this. I'm going to do what I want.
That's true. That is true.
We'll get a new fan base in Vegas if we need to.
Well, we want to thank everyone for listening to us this season. You know, hopefully, I'm sure a lot of you will join us for the hoops, and we'll try to keep her going here with the Chippers.
Yeah, no, it was a good time. Don't forget Instagram and Twitter. It's at Bull Brady Picks. We keep some info up there. And then if you write some reviews, we can, if you guys show them to us, we can get you guys a hat. So if you ever have a question, you can email. It's score@bullbrady.com. But we'll see you guys in a few weeks for March Madness. But thanks for joining us for football.
See ya.